Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very interesting tradition. In this tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam expresses and explains the reason why sometimes we feel happy or we feel sad for no reason, for no apparent reason. Something happens to all of us, right? And here in this tradition, this Hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam kind of elucidates and alludes to the reason why this occurs. Abu Basir, who was a very famous companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says the following: I once went to visit Abu Abdullah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, along with one of our companions. I said to him, O son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could I but sacrifice myself for you? I grieve and become sorrowful without knowing the cause for that. You know, sometimes something happens to us, something, you know, bad, and we feel sad. Okay, no problem. We know the reason for that. But sometimes we might be sitting down for some reason, for no apparent reason, we become sad. Here, this rawi, this narrator of traditions, asks Imam Sadiq for the reason why this happens. So, Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, replied, truly that sorrow and joy reaches you from us. For when sorrow or joy comes to us, it comes to you too. Meaning, in certain cases, the imam of the time, of our time, you know, might become sad for some reason or become happy for some reason because of the connection between the imam and his followers, his Shia, his disciples and his followers. That connection causes, this sorrow to be transferred to the heart of his follower, of the people who love him. Or conversely, if the imam becomes happy and joyful at a certain because of some reason, you know, this joy, it has an effect on the heart of his followers. They also become joyful and happy at this. In continuation, Imam Sadiq says, for indeed we and you are all from the light of Allah, mighty and exalted. لِأَنَّا وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِن نُورِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Right? And both of us are created from the same light, from the same substance, from the same element, right? And because of that, right, there's a connection, a spiritual connection between us, and anything that happens to us has an effect on you. And conversely, same. This is not mentioned in the tradition. We might say, possibly, that this might happen to the imam as well. Right? If something befalls us, it could have an effect on him as well. In another tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about why a man may wake up in the morning feeling sad without knowing the reason for his sorrow. He said, if that happens to him, then he should know that his brother is in sorrow. And similarly, if he wakes up happy without a specific reason for that joy, the same is the case. And Allah's help do we seek with regard to the rights of the brothers. We'd also like to express and extend our congratulations to our listeners. In some parts of the Muslim world, it could be Ramadan, and we would like to congratulate our listeners for that. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد